Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 10 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Justin Spears. Justin is the visionary founder of MXI Consulting and a leading force in business transformation and AI integration. With a unique blend of military precision and entrepreneurial innovation, Justin has positioned MXI Consulting as a premier partner for small businesses aiming to leverage AI for strategic growth. So, Justin, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you, Anna. I'm excited to be on the show today.
I'm so happy to have you here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
As an entrepreneur and somebody who's passionate about entrepreneurship, it is completely changing the competition among startups, among small businesses. So the startups, the scale-ups, it's really changing that. And so as a consulting firm and the founder of a consulting firm, it's completely changing growth and strategy consulting, which is the main space I operate in. You know, you have to really think about, you know, what has AI done? What has tech done to strategy and growth consulting? You know, we used to have like 5-year business models. That's been gone for a long time. Now it's 2-year, and that's going even shorter now with AI. And so, yeah, it's really increased competition. It's increased how we do market research and what we're looking for. There's different data factors in the market as well that we build our growth models off of. So, yeah, it's changing quite a lot.
What would be one thing that you can tell me, oh, this is so much different than it was however many years ago?
Yeah, so I would say business operations. Absolutely. That's one of the things that I hone on and I harp on quite a bit with my clients, and then all the shows I go on and the summits I speak at is, how do we use AI as a force multiplier in our businesses? Not just
I'm so sorry. I love that. The force multiplier is a concept that I love.
Absolutely. You know, one of the, you know, I've worked in businesses where I've had, you know, 70, 80 people working for me, and you're always hearing like, I need more resources. With AI, you can give it to them and you can afford to give it to them. So now you can increase productivity. So what we call in MXI Consulting, the first phase is optimization. We can optimize using AI by giving AI bots, AI tools, AI software to our entire workforce. And in doing so, they're more productive. You know, they're not completely exhausted and burnt out regularly. They have the resources. That's the force multiplication right there. And then in doing so, naturally, your company is more profitable. So if you have a higher productivity, you have increased capacity, and you have a higher profitability, then what do? You start growing. And so that's, you know, where we've started really honing in our skills and understanding of, how can we integrate AI across the entire business's operations? We see a lot about like marketing and advertising. That's great. Absolutely. It's completely revolutionized marketing and advertising. But I'm talking like your day-to-day, how you manage your teams, how you draft reports, documents, how you secure your IP. That's AI.
Yes. And, you know, I find it very interesting. Using the force multiplier the concept that you're using, how it's here to catch everything, like on the, I will say the floor, like on the lower end, so that your team can do higher level activities. Yes. I will relate it to, let's go to a really simple concept, ATMs. Mm-hmm. When ATMs started, people were like, oh my gosh, like bank tellers are going to lose their job. No, they're just move to higher level activities, to administrative activities that were more productive in producing more revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I completely agree with that 100%. And that's why I like, you know, I started using the term force multiplier you know, quite a while ago. And so with force multiplication, it's now every, I'm a firm believer in two things with AI. One, nobody should lose their job to AI. If they do, you're either prohibiting AI in your workspace or your business, somebody doesn't know how to run a business properly. In that case, give me a call. But the other one, with AI, you can use emulation philosophy and train them to emulate you. So now everybody becomes a subject matter expert. So the role they were hired for and an operator of AI. So we keep their knowledge base going, but now we just increase their efficiency, whether it's writing code. You know, I don't need you to write code. I need you to know code. I need you to know coding philosophy and theory, and I need you to be able to quality control it and know where the bugs are. But to write it, I can have five bots. That's 500% increase in productivity. Mm-hmm. You know, same with, you know, HR personnel. I don't need you to onboard somebody. We have such a high turnover, especially in the last 5 years or 4.5 years since COVID, that's such a negative sunk cost in businesses. What if we automated? I have an entire AI bot that onboards new employees and onboards new clients to different agencies and firms. And so when they show up day one, they're ready to go.
Right. I love that.
And so that's where it ties into that increasing competition, but it also increases your ability to be competitive. By nature, all businesses are in a competitive market, and the ones that closed didn't learn how to be competitive. So with AI, now everybody can be competitive. Your mom and pop, your single family shops, your laundromats, doesn't matter. Everybody can integrate this just like they did with like Google and, you know, when the web browsers first came out, you know, this is the new thing.
Yeah, it's not a fad. It's here to stay. So Justin, tell me one practical application that you use for your business. Just one.
One practical application. Oh, business development. Absolutely. I mean, I won't say marketing advertising because everybody knows everybody uses AI for that. If you want to see that in action, come check out my social media pages. That's completely autonomous now, AI, and have a great marketing manager for that. But for AI, business development, so you can build your own internal AI. It's called an LLM, large language model, that's completely separated from the internet. And you can put your intellectual property, you can put past performances, you can put your capabilities, things like that. And then when there is, you know, a target market you want to go after, or a target client, or you have to draft a proposal, you can now do that by training your own independent AI to be a chief marketing officer, a chief strategy officer, a vice president of business development. You can do that. I mean, and quite efficiently.
I love that. This is so great. So Justin, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Absolutely. So who I serve? Really two audiences, those in the startup and the scale up. If you don't want to grow your business, don't give me a call. I'll be honest. I'm a growth and strategy consultant. I love growing businesses. I like to make them sustainable and very efficient so that we can naturally and organically grow them. And so those that are looking to start a business, give me a call before we have to undo everything. That's where I really like to work with people, is when they're first starting out. So that later on, you know, a year later, when they give me a call, we don't have to spend, you know, a couple months kind of undoing a lot of processes and things like that, and even some bad habits. But really early on, just getting them optimized. And then secondly is those that have been around for a while, you've got, you know, 2 million in revenue, maybe a 5-person team, and you're looking to go into that medium space of how do I get to a 20-person team? How do I get to 15, 20 million in revenue a year? Give me a call, because we're going to walk you through to two-phase process, the optimization process. And the second part is the growth process, where we actually take all the productivity that we freed up, or the time we freed up with our productivity model, and all of the revenue we freed up with our productivity efficiency model by increasing profitability. We reinvest it into the company with an organic growth model. It's a lot easier to grow when you use your internal resources. So that's what we're a big fan of.
Amazing. So where do they call you?
Right here. If you look on my background, you can see linkedin.com/IN/JustinSpears. Facebook.com. Look me up, Justin Raymond Spears. You can give me a text, 407-426-4424. That's MXI Consulting's phone number. Reach out to us, and we'd love to work with you.
Amazing. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Justin Spears, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting him on social media, Justin Raymond Spears, or rewind a little bit and take that phone number. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Enabot. Learn more at enabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.